Race 8 is the BMW Caulfield Cup, $3 million. And let's have a look through the entire market here with Trent Lansdale.
Greg, we have Humidor 850, Marmello 16, Johan Vermeer, Tabfixed Odds favourite, $4.80, Jon Snow 13, He's Our Rocky 81, Sir Isaac Newton 61, Ventura Storm 10, Wicklow Brave 41, Inference 16, Single Gaze 26, Bonneval 7, Hardham 41, Boom Time 34, Abby Marie 26, Harlem 10, Amelie Star 950, and Lord Pandango 19. As we touched on, Greg thought that Johan Vermeer might just get out, not $5 yet, but $4.80. And with all the drama around Bonneval, now confirmed once again was as much as $9 a couple of days ago, now a $7 second favourite. And the biggest bets we've had, the 9,000 at $8 and also 9,000 at $7.50. It's a Caulfield Cup, it's one of the majors, there's going to be plenty of money. I'll just say the top five in terms of the hold since the barrier draw on Tuesday night: Bonneval, Johan Vermeer, Ventura Storm, Amelie Star, and Humidor.
Okay, and we've heard from the Lloyd Williams team about their tactics in this, Warren, so the pace is set up.
Yes, we need to credit Lloyd and Nick and Robert Hickmott for helping us with the compilation of the speed map. Sir Isaac Newton certainly rolling forward. I don't think Jon Snow will be that far away, and I think it'll generate a reasonable tempo nearer the inside. Boom Time holding a spot. Johannes Vermeer somewhere between third and fifth, and Harlem with the blinkers on from an inside draw. But I think it should be a reasonable tempo, and with Sir Isaac Newton riding the speed, you would think it'd be made a bit of a test from a fair way out.
Is that one of the big questions of the race, is where does Johannes Vermeer end up?
Well, he's got the tactical pace, Dean. You do all the international replays as well, and I wouldn't imagine he'd be back in the field at all. I can see him being in the first four or five.
Oh, he flew the gates last week as well, Greg. He's certainly going to be prominent, I would imagine. He'll be... I would think first five for sure.
One of his good recent international runs was just getting that run sort of almost box seat just behind the speed, wasn't it? And then just peeling out and being strong to the line.
Exactly. Was there a better Caulfield Cup lead-up run than his last Saturday?
Probably not. And I'm using that as a form reference, but I think that Bonneval's run was also good, Greg, and I know she had excuses and pulled up a little bit lame, but she's just been profiling so well into this race. She's going to need some luck, I think, the way the race is run. That's the query for me, but at the moment, if you're trusting Kay McAvoy, you're in a good place.
Well, absolutely, and isn't she a magnificent price now? Had she won last Saturday, she would have been $3.50
today. What was so good about her run last week?
I thought she was back in the field. I don't think it was grand final day. It was a race that was dominated nearer the speed. Johannes Vermeer's sectionals were great. I thought ran into a few traffic issues at the turn into the home straight and was still solid enough through the line. I think for a horse to leave petrol in the tank and go into the 2400 metre race, I thought it was almost like a McKinnon run on Derby Day in an old style Melbourne Cup year.
You know, the one that I reckon is a really interesting runner is Inference, who I know we've been sort of half mentioning him a bit the last few weeks. And you go back to the Derby in Sydney with Jon Snow, where it was a screaming leaders track that day, remember, and he just couldn't peel out and run on. And Dean, do you reckon he's just had one of those carefully plotted peak run cup campaigns, Inference, is he?
Yeah, he has, and he comes off the weight for age, and he's certainly around the edges there, I think, and if he won, I wouldn't be surprised, but he's just, in my tips, a fringe player.
Yeah.
What about Humidor, team? Where does he fit in? Will he run 2,400 metres?
He'll run 2,400. I think he's running the BMW is fine in the autumn. He's... just
but Caulfield.
Caulfield's my issue with him. His big peaks are at Flemington. He's run well at Caulfield, and it might be different at 2,400. And the draw certainly helped him, because he's probably going to get in front of at least, I would say 7 or 8, where he's often near enough to last. So I think the draw's helped him, and he'll be tracking the likes of Ventura Storm, Johannes Vermeer, maybe Harlem. They'll all be sort of taking him into the race, so he could get a really good drag into the race.
And the gear changes might just straighten him up a bit?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's fair enough. And it's a different pressure than he experienced against Winks last start, to be honest.
And Warren, what about Marmello? Have you seen him at all?
I think only vision of his international runs. I haven't physically touched base with him since he's been here, but he looks to me to be a really strong staying type. Most of the runs that I've seen, they haven't really been run at a really true staying test. I think Flemington and 3,200 metres will be where he comes into his own. I think he certainly hasn't got the tactical speed, although he's raced handy enough in some races. I don't think in this race he'll be part of the speed battle, and I think he'd be working home and from the second half of the field.
Okay, so maybe Flemington's going to be more his go. When
I think that's no doubt his target.
2,400 might be a bit sharp for him today.
Good little stories that might emerge, Greg, would be Archie Alexander so rapidly. And who'd have thought, you know, even 10 years ago, you'd have two female riders riding in a Caulfield Cup with Cathy O'Hara and Katie Mellion. So either of those winning would be... It'd just keep that ripple effect of Michelle Payne going, wouldn't it, with the Melbourne Cup? So there's a lot of... To me, it's a race where the key might be what comes, the story that comes out of it, rather than the power of the winner. And there's a few little elements there that might be really, really interesting today.
Where does Lord Fandango fit in then? Because as Archie mentioned when we spoke to him this morning, he's a really progressive horse, isn't he? He improved into the Benalla Cup. He improved out of the Benalla Cup to the Herbert Power, but has set the right sort of form lines.
I remember the pre-race discussion before last start. Everyone was saying, "Oh, how could Benalla translate to the Herbert Power?" And then it's a similar question of how can the Herbert Power translate to this? I think this race has got a pretty long tail, to be honest. And I for that reason, and I think Archie Alexander is a brilliant trainer of stayers.
He's absolutely proving that.
Brilliant trainer of stayers.
It's just so hard to factor in his rate of improvement, isn't it? Mm. When he beat Ferro Nero in a benchmark 78 at Ballarat, someone said he'll win a Herbert Power and go into the Caulfield Cup as a live chance. You would have thought they were mad, but he's just improved so much since then.
And there's little gear changes, Dean. I wonder what emphasis you might place on a few of these little gear changes today. We've spoken about Humidor. Then there's just a couple of others.
Harlem's the one, isn't
he? Harlem with blinkers on.
Inference.
Inference as well.
Yeah, it's interesting for grand final day. I thought Harlem went too far forward last start, and now he's got the blinkers, but he's got a lightweight and a good draw, which has certainly helped his cause.
Ventura Storm's one we haven't given much talk to this morning so far, but his Turnbull run was just a cracker, wasn't it?
Well, he coped so well with that Winx blowtorch pressure, didn't he? I thought it was an outstanding run.
If you just looked at him one-on-one, you'd say he's the more resolute coming out of that than the drunk who followed him home in Humidor. So, just on that face value of that last run, Dean, is it hard to imagine Humidor, even though this is handicap and all that, turning the tables on Ventura?
He could, but I'm a massive fan of Ventura Storm. I just think he's had it, you know, from the first time we saw him through the winter and his three runs in the spring, he's done nothing to dent my confidence that he won't win one of the big cups, and it might well be today.
Okay, let's make our case. Warren?
I'm with Bonneval for giving that run last week and the issues subsequently. I've seen quite a bit of her at the track. I don't think she's missed a day's work, and she's had an ideal lead-up. Johannes Vermeer was just almost an irresistible performance last week as a cup lead-up, and importantly, he's backed up internationally and won before, so that's a positive. Ventura Storm is just coping so well. Handicap conditions and out to 2,400 metres from that strong run behind Winks, and Amelie Starr's just got an outstanding record when she gets to 2,400 metres and beyond. I'm pretty much with most of the favoured runners, and Bonneval got out to a good price during the week. 11, 3, 7 and 16.
11, 3, 7 and 16. I've got the same four numbers. Matt, what are yours?
I'm going with Inference. I just think he's flown under the radar, but every time he's gone around, he's just done exactly the right thing you want to build up to a peak run today, and I think he's a really good quality horse, and quality four-year-old, and he's in the right camp to just nail it on the day. So if he gets the right breaks, I think Inference, Caulfield Cup winning jockey in Dwayne Dunn as well. So he's just a little X-factor runner for me. I've got a good handle on the rest of them, but he might be the one that'll just jump out of the ground today, Inference. So happy to have him on top, number nine. Johannes Vermeer, you're just, you know, irresistible from what we saw last week, and he might just come out and kill him. Harlem, beautiful run, gear change. Hayes has put all the tricks in today with Chad on, and he'll take the shortest route home, and he'll dash through it at some point in the race. And John Snow is a powerful one from the Murray Baker stable. He's going to ride the speed and give a good kick. There's heaps of other chances. It's a very, very interesting open race, but I'm happy to have a little roll of the dice on the nine here. Nine on top for me from 3, 15 and four.
Okay, 9, 3, 15 and four. I mention this on Caulfield Cup Day every year, but Bill Collins had a punting strategy, and it holds up nearly every year. You back the favourite in the Caulfield Cup for the place on the Parry Mutuel, and he's $2.90 for a place at the moment, Johannes Vermeer. Not a bad punting strategy, Dave.
We'll get 4% of the first four. because it often pays $130,000.
Ah, 4%.
Well, that's what I've taken it for. So.
Okay. Dean, what are your Caulfield Cup numbers?
I'm with 7, Ventura Storm. I think he'll get a great run. I think Ollie can get his 5th Caulfield Cup. He's been waiting a while, but I think this is the chance. Johannes Vermeer is the danger. It was an outstanding run last week, and he's only got to back that up, and I think he's the danger. Really keen on the two of them. They're a good enough price. He can back the two. 7 from 3. 11. Bonneville, I thought there was nothing wrong with the run last week. I'm more worried about the draw than what she did last week because I don't know what's going to cart her into the race. And John Snow, I don't think he's a really classy horse, but he's tough, relentless sort of on-pace stayer, and I think he'll run well. 7, 3, 11 and 4.
Okay, and on with Johannes Vermeer. I think he's a good thing in it personally. 3 to beat 7, 16 and 11. If you're listening to TJ this morning, it just made you even more confident about him.